You can buy baseball caps embroidered Go Smarty Go, bumper stickers that beg Smarty Jones for president, t-shirts and buttons and lapel pins. Profits from the sale of official Smarty Jones merchandise go to a fund to help those who live and work on what's called the backstretch of the track at Philadelphia Park. Jack Cordell is the Philadelphia Park chaplain, and can you tell us a little bit more about these people and what they do on what's called the backstretch?
The people on backstretch are broken up into different jobs. For example, the hot walker is probably the lowest of the jobs, the person who walks the horse around the barn after it's exercised in the morning. And then there are the grooms, and then there are the gallopers or exercise riders, and the pony riders, that is the people who take the horses out to the starting gate. And there are 200 people who actually live at the park, and there are about 170 men, about 30 women. That's how it breaks down.
And I understand for a number of them, the pay is low and insurance is pretty much non-existent.
Right. A hot walker will make maybe $200 a week. Mm-hmm. A groom can pretty easily make $300 to $400 a week. An exercise rider can pretty easily make $400 to $500 a week. And first assumption I make when someone comes to my office with an issue having to do with their health, I assume they do not have insurance.
What are some of the things that people come to you looking for that you haven't been able to offer up till now?
They might come and ask me about something as simple as bedding. For example, a lot of times I help them get a bed into their room. Sometimes as the folks need to learn English, and so there is an organization in the area that sends volunteers and they teach them English as a second language. There might be a family emergency back home, things such as that.
You've got a lot of immigrant workers, I take it?
Yeah, my estimate is that at least 50% of the folks at the track are Latino mm-hmm. in their background. At one point, I figured out there are at least about 7-8 different countries represented.
The workers on the backstretch that we're talking about, I suppose, are anonymous to pretty much everybody who watches horse racing, but they must be the people who really know these horses on an intimate basis.
They are. Sometimes I refer to them as the forgotten people, and especially since Smarty Jones and all the publicity at the track, people again and again say to me, oh, wow, I didn't realize there was that world back there, and then we can introduce them to that world.
Well, Chaplain Cordell, thanks very much.
Oh, glad to talk with you. Thank you.
And have fun watching the race this weekend. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the backstretch. We're going to have a party for the people on the backstretch.
Chaplain Jack Cordell talking about the Backstretch Relief Fund to help workers at Philadelphia Park, the home track of racehorse Smarty Jones.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.